coming to you from out of the blue, I would normally be saying, if we were in the radio studio. But today, we're coming to you from amongst the green on the scene at Zimbali Lakes Resort. As summer settles over the KZN North Coast, there has been a flurry of interest, press release activity, and some really, really big scoops, not just for the KZN North Coast, but I think for the South African development landscape. These rumblings are really significant. So I'm really excited to be diving into another edition of what we're calling Zimbali Lakes Unplugged, a podcast series where we take you behind the scenes of what is arguably the most exciting lifestyle, residential, golfing, retail, you name it, development this side of the equator. And the gentleman on the green couch with me this morning, welcoming back to the house, Neil Cocker, a VP, and Dave McGregor, sales and marketing manager extraordinaire. Let's dive straight in, because the headlines have gone national. In fact, they've gone international. You've got international backers, so go figure. But the last week has seen some major news breaking from the Zimbali wheelhouse, and a couple of big headlines that have caught my attention. One of them being this marina concept, another one being a really exciting country estate offering, and even more things waiting in the wings, some of which I don't think we're allowed to say just yet. But let's put the first one in the spotlight and talk about this concept. You've been on a bit of a press tour this morning. In fact, you were on live radio, and now we're on podcast. Neil, where did this imagining come from?
We've got a visionary of a CEO to start off with. So, you know, he thinks out of the box, which is great. You need one of these guys to think out of the box to put things to realization as well. So let's just get the first thing out there. What we put out into the press is an idea. It's a vision. It's a concept. We are very much at the preliminary start of the discussion. Literally 2 weeks ago, we've had this in the pipeline for a couple of months internally, getting some ideas. What land can we use? What land can't we use? And you know, what we did a couple of weeks ago, we actually got everybody who's anybody from the Kwadakuza municipality, the Etaquini municipality, and also government to come and speak to us to find out what we can and can't do. And we did a big presentation to them. You know, a lot of it is based around the fact that the waterways that we are sitting on are in a terrible state at the moment. So the estuary is at a level E at the moment. They start in A. A is pristine and perfect and everything else. A couple of years ago, we were sitting at a CD level. We're sitting at a E level right now. It only goes to G from what I understand. Yeah. So that shows how much a pollution is coming down into the estuary, which we are bordering. We want to make this a beautiful place to live for our homeowners. The lakes which we are building, you know, we started with Lake One now. That's another 10 hectare lake being built on site. That'll be 8 months away from completion. But we want to put clean water in there as well, because, you know, we are, you know, the water is the natural water from the Makoda stream as well as the Otagati River, and we need to clean it up. So this is where sort of like the initial discussion started. And then we realized that government, I've actually been talking about building a harbour, small craft harbours on the KZN coastline. You can Google it. It's all there for everyone to see. And we weren't one of the chosen estuaries, but why not? We're a big company. Let's put a vision out there. Let's present it to the marketplace. Let's see what we can and can't do, and then we'll take it from there.
Wow. Dave, from a sales interest perspective, yeah, since the announcement was released to the media, to the public, what has the reaction been like from the buying market?
It's been a tsunami of inquiries and interest, and positive and negative. And I think that's what you need. Is every day that everybody is in agreement is a wasted day. So you need a bit of disagreement to have progress. That's a fact of life. But what this does is it brings a vision. We have to go back to our shareholders every 5 years with a five-year plan and explain what we think is possible. I think that government initiative to say, let's turn marine tourism. If you think the world is going to super yachts and yachts, and they can go Madagascar, well, Seychelles, Mauritius, Madagascar, come down to Mozambique, come down here. stop in, but where are the facilities? How do you accommodate them? And if you think what we're doing with the supercars, imagine now somebody comes with his super yacht here. He may want to have it refurbed. He may want to have it re-leathered. He may want... So everything that we do at Zimbali Lakes is as holistic to see how we can improve what we've got, how we can add value to what we've got, and how we can basically imagine the future could be. But within the sort of the limits of what you're allowed to do. And that's why when we saw what the government was saying they want to do for KZN with marine tourism, fishing industry, et cetera, it's almost it's a slam dunk when you stop and think about it. So what will it do for sales? I think in the short term, the country estate, the Zimbali country estate, is going to get huge traction. It's just over the N2 highway, linked to us. You've got all the facilities on speed dial, but you are able to live in a very embracing environment in a country type of state. So I think that one's going to take off. That'll give us enough opportunities to keep us busy. And then, of course, the marina is exciting. It's next level. From a sales perspective, that's going to be exciting stuff.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the country estate, because that's where I wanted to take our focus next. Zimbali Lakes is going to roll it out in Zimbali Lakes style, and there's going to be some differentiating factors. What makes this country estate offering quite special?
So I think what happened is, if you think COVID changed our perception, it was about a reset button. People started thinking, you know what, there's more to life than just going into the office every day and slogging away. So I think what's happened is that we've got a semigration trend coming into the North Coast. The proximity to the airport is a big plus. Now you can have that lifestyle where you can grow your own vegetables. I don't have to worry about has this been sprayed with poisons, etc. I can have my own little patch. I can have almost like that allotment, and maybe Neil knows more about it from the UK, where you stay in an apartment, but you've got an allotment, and you can go and grow your vegetables. Imagine these beautiful red tomatoes and carrots and radishes and lettuce and things. So I think people since COVID have said, you know what, there's more to life than just chasing these plastic dreams. Let's get back to basic. Let's get back to nature. And I think with our golf course, with our O'Neill signature course, with that lifestyle of you can actually go and potter in the garden, do things. People have pushed that reset button. They want that quality of life. They want that holistic. Not everybody, but there's enough people out there that I think Zimbali Lakes has said, let's embrace that. Let's embrace this new generation and this new reset that's taken place in the world. And that's exactly what the country estate is going to do.
Wow. But I think also, I mean, the fact that it ticks all of those boxes, and then it's connected to this golf lifestyle offering and a world-class retail offering, so that if you don't necessarily have the ability to pull it out of the ground, you can pop over to the mall.
We've said all along that Zimbali Lakes is a place where you can live and never leave, actually. Everything's going to be here on your doorstep. So the country estate is situated on the other side of the N2 highway. So it's connected, but it's not connected, which is quite nice. It'll have its own sort of like separate identity. It'll have its own separate entrance and that sort of thing. But we will have an interlink. And the way that this is designed, if you think of Italy or some of these smaller towns and villages where you find where at the top of the hill is... or some smaller houses, smaller residential facilities. And as you go down through the village, you start working your way down the hillside, down to the bottom where you've got your farmlands and your bigger piece of land. And that's sort of like what we've designed. The piece of land we have has a natural sort of amphitheater feel to it from a shape perspective. We're building anything. It hasn't been fully designed yet. We've got some very, very early day conceptual sort of ideas, which look fantastic, by the way. But it starts off like that. So the top of the mountain, you'll have some two or three story buildings, which are your one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom, sort of like simplex sort of vibes, down to a hectare piece of land, sort of 4 acres thereabouts on the perimeter of the estate or the piece of land, where you might have a horse, you might have a couple of sheep and chickens, who knows? But the land is big enough to do that, and then we'll work a way that these all interlink with little walkways and that sort of thing. So it really is taking it back to basics. You know, we all want to live in the country. It's where we want to be. You know, I'd love to have some chickens in my garden, but I'm not allowed anywhere out of Imbolito. But if you can get to that level of country sort of feeling, the gentleman's estate, And who knows? Maybe there's a way where, you know, you end up with little co-op sort of like setups where, you know, you trade with your tomatoes or your carrots, or you know, we have a little pad stall sort of setup on the M4, yeah, maybe, where you can stop and buy, you know, organically grown fruit and veg and that sort of thing. So it is conceptualizing. It's visionary, and it, you know, we're back to that imagine theme. Imagine being able to do this. Imagine living like we're going to be living. So that's where we're heading with this. And I think early next year, early 2026. We will launch this to the public, and we'll have a lot more detail of the size of land and the cost of the lands and the facilities we're putting in there, that sort of thing. Exciting times ahead.
It really is. And the word imagine wraps it all up, because this is, I mean, right now it's as big as your imagination. And the nature of grand development on this scale, obviously, is that it's dynamic. Things evolve, things get updated. And if I just think back a couple of years, the Zimbali Lakes development, it seemed so exciting at that stage. But if I have to compare what has started to materialize now to what the vision was then, it's even more exciting now. Yeah. And no doubt, both of these visions are going to go through their own evolutionary process. And there may be some add-ons, there may be some slight diversions, but I have no doubt that when they come to reality, they're going to be even more wonderful than we're sort of hinting at right now. It's definitely a story, a couple of stories that we're going to be keeping our finger on the pulse of, and there's even more to come. So you're going to have to just like and follow.
There is more to come, yeah.
There absolutely. Is more to come.
You know, we like to keep refreshing, and I think that's the nice thing. This is not a development that's stagnating and has peaked. It actually, and I think people who've bought and invested are loving it, because it keeps adding value to everything that we're doing. And so I think as an early buyer, people who had the vision, had the imagination to actually invest, they are licking their chops at the moment, saying, well, this is just everything. And I think it was that old mantra that we had, is that you must under-promise and over-deliver. And that was always that sort of early stage. Let's go and get it done and then talk about it. And that I think is now paying dividends, that approach that we had in those early days.
Maintain that course. There's going to be a lot of very excited and very proud future residents buying into the Zimbali Lakes Resort vision, the brand that it is becoming. And for those folks who are looking at these renderings of the new announcements and trying to figure out how are they going to pull that off, how is it going to be possible? Well, look, I would assume you don't release stuff like this without having done a fair amount of homework and working with some really switched on folk, from grand master planning architects to engineers, visionaries, and I'm sure that you're benchmarking against what's being done in other forward focused parts of the world. So there's going to be lots more detail to be revealed, lots more refining of the vision, and we'll be having another chat on the green couch again real soon, gentlemen. For now, I thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
You look forward to it. Yeah.
Exciting part of this development is and touch wood, and what we've been talking about and promising, we do bring to fruition as well, which is very important. Let's make sure we keep on bringing these things out and putting out there what we talk about. You know, we walk the walk as well as talk the talk, so nice. Very important for us.
There you go. Well, we've been talking the talk right now, and my special guest, walking the walk, Neil Cocker, VP, Vice President, and Dave McGregor, sales manager, one of the sharpest tongues on the North Coast.
I'll take that.
Zimbali Lakes Unplugged. Stay tuned for the next episode.